Welcome to another exciting episode of the Soul Nigerian Podcast.
Sir.
And I know we've been on a little break, but we're back and bigger and better right now.
Necessary break, but you know, we're back. We're happy to be here again.
Yes.
And another banger.
Have you guys missed us? If you've missed us, say yay. So we hear you guys, just say yay. If you've not missed us, oh.
All of you that are sending, this is for you.
Benjazi, God, Benjazi, they harass me. Benjazi, Benjazi catch me for a street, is on site.
Omo, bro, people were not begging, we were sending traits. Say you guys drop something. So this is, see, you know, I sounded on that, I see we're recording on that.
They tied our hands.
See, somebody's using cutlass like this.
Cutlass.
Record.
We are sorry in our bag now. We are recording again.
It's just small holiday now.
Small holiday.
Don't even take leave from
that's why we are doing this episode to, you know, to open you people's eyes about your male best friend.
Bro.
And your female, and that is female best friend. We are back with the tea.
You know, normally we used to do episodes that will make you reason your relationships. So yeah, this is another one.
So maybe you are going to have a very difficult conversation with your partner after this episode. That's why we are here. But before we go on, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe, share this podcast to your girlfriend, your best friend before you break up or fight with them. Make sure share this podcast.
Let them know your reason.
Your boy bestie, that boy bestie, bestie.
You know those two that you say send to your friend and let's see what they will see. This is one of those podcasts.
Yeah, just share it to your female best friend as well. Just let so we know, so you guys would know what's really going on. That's why we are here today. So just make sure you're rating us 5-star on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. And comment. You're going to listen through the episode to know what you're going to comment on the Spotify Q&A. We love you guys so much. And thank you guys for always sticking with us. So Isaac.
Why did you shout my name like that? So? Damian Rose. Since we're shouting children's name. Damian Rose, what do you think about people saying men and women can't just be friends, like just out of the blue? Like something must have happened or something is happening. What are your thoughts?
Hey.
PTSD strikes again.
My girl best friend feed a jam this episode. I think it's just a stereotype, man. It's like the misconception of saying Yoruba men are all Yoruba demons. So I feel like,
but Yoruba men are all Yoruba demons, what are you saying?
That's cap. But yeah, like it's a stereotype, and I think obviously, like, men and women generally are not supposed to have or share the same interest, you know? So, like, you can, but most of the times, most of the times, you're not supposed to, like, share the same interest. So, in the sense of, you know, there's always going to be a point of attraction and sexual tension, but people can always be friends without sexual tension and attraction. But I think for people to not basically, like, for a girl boy best friend to go on out to be very healthy and very responsible, I think it comes down to you guys not having a sense of attraction to each other. That's why.
Well, that was going to be hard now. It's actually going to be difficult
because biologically, like, you know, standard, you are supposed to be
like me. Most of the boy to female best friend friendships I've seen, One person is not attractive in that friendship.
that fine boys.
No. I've never seen fine boy and fine girl being guys like
Phyllis Golden.
It's rare. Do you
somebody will fall in love.
Somebody will fall in love.
Go play all these Maurice Sam, Uche Montana film.
Then when you see the dynamic of fine, ugly boy, fine girl, or fine girl, ugly boy friendship, one was in love with one.
I totally
and
disagree.
Zone the person.
I totally disagree. And usually women, who they go get, you know, how people usually end up as boy bestie or male best friend. You come with intention, say you want. They come with intention
I
that
I come to you as a man.
I come to you as a man. I want to be through to thee. And then surely will just not. I don't like him.
He go this slow.
But then I don't like you that way. But I like you as a brother. But I think, bottom line, it just boils down to the individuals involved. It boils down to the two people and boils down how your boundaries are stated and communicated, you know. I also think the dynamics of the whole relationship or the whole friendship still, I feel like even if not just game that they play, you know, like there are babes that enjoy playing game and playing games, or you know, and probably like girls that are into girls.
But like,
probably like girls that are into girls, you know, if they into, you know, if you boy best friend. But bottom line, I just think individuals involved and how the boundaries are clearly stated, and just, you know, but the like, dynamics of the relationship or the friendship.
Do boy girl best friend relationships always like, do they like go on dates and do all those like cute stuff?
That's not friendship days, you know. Friendship.
But like days. Boy, why boy and boy friendship, they know they do friendship dates, man. You don't carry me calls before.
It could be more of like just go and chill, play FIFA, or maybe like,
okay, that one save day, yes. But I mean like going to the restaurant, like let's eat, let's have fun.
Yeah, that's things that Shorty's like. those are things that Shorty's like. She gets
valid shot, valid.
But would you like if your best friend, if your babe get new best friend?
So I actually have been there. And I never dipped it, do you understand? Like, all through the relationship, I never dipped it. The only time I dipped it was when my guy was in the same space with my babe and her male best friend. So when we were now going home, my guy was not like, bro, hope you're careful with this guy that's always around your babe. And then I now started thinking about it, do you get? But me, normally, like, I'm fine with it. I won't say, okay, 100% fine, but, like, it depends. You know what's in here? If the guy gets raised, if you know, say the guy gets teased, you understand? You said you're gonna fear. Like, imagine someone like Timmy now. Timmy being your babe's best friend. You said deep arm now. Deep arm. Do you understand? But if not a dead guy or just plain guy, just normal guy like you, do you understand? You not go too deep arm like that.
In my own opinion, yeah. I feel like in that sense, men that are scared of like their babes having male best friends, it's either you come off massively insecure. You get, yes, don't worry.
The description me have given you.
See,
now.
wait. Yes, because of, look at the way you're saying, oh, if the guy look like Timmy, profile type profile. Listen, it depends. Let me finish. Number one, it's either you're massively insecure, or you just know your babe, and it's just your babe. Bro. Like, listen now, like, you just don't trust your babe in that manner, and you shouldn't be with her. That means I'm with the wrong girl, wrong babe, technically. That's what may I think, yeah. But in that sense of massive, let me explain further in the massively insecure way. In the sense of, bro, like, this is your girlfriend. Like, this is not your babe. You people love each other. There's a high level of trust between each other, and you people communicate, and, you know, I'm sure she probably gives you gist about the guy and everything. Like, she'll tell everything. She'll tell you everything in this sense. Those your guys just tell you that, oh, well, be careful of this your guy, like he has reason of this thing. That's just heightening your insecurity, because those actually they look and say, maybe this guy, so they, let me, but it's your babe, it's you that your babe loves. You're something. The one she wants, it's not him.
There's nobody in this earth that will not reason it. Say to me that your babe best friend. No, and you are just a bad guy, do you understand?
That's because of his profile, and just because of what they know him as.
there are guys who are not celebs, are just like, they know fresh him. Like him, do you understand? Like, you're those bad guys are like fresh, you have bar, do you understand? Once in a while now, I want you day house with your baby, and I just there on maybe one kind of small pizza.
So maybe you just say your baby, you know, fresh with that guy, even how I did.
No, that's what I'm saying now. Like, I don't understand. Do you know that?
So wait, let me understand. Because of your babe's best friend, your babe's new bestie, sort of fresh fancy.
You go listen to me. Why you fresh than me? Why? I don't understand. I'll first ask him, why do you, me, when I first come and meet you.
Why you go be bestie with guys? Yes,
my first question, why are you even dating in the first place? I'll first say, share any reason say my baby not dead. I go first gauge that one, you understand? Why are you best friend with this soft guy?
Because let's be honest here, women like men that other women want. So why you don't want this guy even when he likes?
Do you understand? I don't have reason that in the friendship my baby is the ugly one. Do you understand?
I don't think you should reason it like that.
No, I'm not saying hypothetical, I'm not saying that this is like some real stuff, you understand? But like, you said there's no, you know, reason to say, your baby is dating one guy that clearly, your baby's friends one guy that clear. Okay, now see this instance I just played now. You day house with your babe, see me send a babe flower. Are you see, thanks for being my friend. With big teddy bear, where they carry hearts. You reason, don't lie.
You know, like, babe, shame, put your aside. Obviously, like, physical attraction are one thing. Maybe character-wise, you get...
But how is the best friend with someone that has bad character? Or maybe they're not tick certain boxes.
You can be friends with somebody that has bad character, but there are just other good qualities that just make you friends with them.
You know, let me tell you something.
But you're aware of their bad character.
I can't date, sorry.
Yeah.
I can date someone that has bad character, but I cannot be friends with someone that has bad character. And let me explain. Like, if I'm in a relationship and I see certain bad characters in my partner, it will be easy for me to leave because I'm emotionally attached. But as a friend, I can easily dip. Do you understand? Because there's no strong emotional attachment. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. I can easily cut you off. Do you understand? But I can't easily cut off my babe if I find bad characters in her. Do you know? So I'd rather just not stress myself and be picking friends up and down that, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, I'll never lie to you. Like, in my own opinion, man, fuck this. Fuck them male vestings.
So we go ahead and follow
advocate. In my own, see, the thing is, if before we started dating, before I got to know you, if the guy was there, maybe like you,
childhood friend,
and you know, the relationship is that one, I don't mind, but like during our relationship, he's my friend, you know, they become close. Like, why are you coming close to another guy or the opposite?
I maybe not edgy, they meet,
you get like,
DM for edgy.
In my own opinion, like, bro, like, I'm already a man, like. What do you need another man to get close to? Do you get
show that crying,
bro? Like, in my own opinion, I just feel like, yeah, like, if it's prior to the relationship, yeah, I'm okay with it. Your own can be different, but my own, like, if you know the person prior, I don't mind, but like during, I mind like mad.
my own is still similar. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Like, the instance I gave, that particular guy was my Dave's friend before we met. Do you understand? So I didn't have an issue with it. It's just when someone else pointed it out to me, and I said, so like you said, he fed my insecurity. Do you understand? And that was, it really turned out bad. But I mean,
kudos. I feel like if you don't really like it, just you get some guys that in a way you don't necessarily just trust your babe.
Do you get? No one thing. There are certain guys you see because you are a guy and you know how guys are. So there are certain guys you see with your babe hanging with that you know that this person does not have good intentions.
you just know that see, don't worry, this guy will leak our plates. This guy will leak my babe's plates. Don't worry, this guy, the way he's looking at you,
you know. Another thing I don't like here.
Yeah,
fine, you can have your male best friend, but don't always talk about him. Do you understand? Like, sometimes, maybe like in a day, you're talking about, you mention him like 5 times. Oh, Dami got me this one. Dami did this. Like, bro, please.
Yeah, definitely. But interesting things really happen for in your life. Like, just
oh, God. I know what they hear. It's just like, I don't want to be. Like, people don't like to hear about like their partner's exes. Do you understand? So it's almost the same thing. Do you understand?
Bro, like, I doubt, man. I don't mind that one. Like, if you give me your own gist, so you can help me doing better. Steady, let me know.
Hold on.
Bro,
FBI won't profile.
You keep your enemy closer. You keep your rival closer. Bro, like me, I want to know every goddamn thing about that nigga, bro. Like, just, I need to just be gisting me. Like, just let me be knowing. Chige, like, I will know, and I want to know. Do you know what I feel like? If I know, if anything wants up, you go know, like, do you understand? You just know that kind of profile, like, you get. And I also think that, what are the boundaries? Obviously, like, this episode is going in the direction of, like, male best friend. Well, babes, those of you that are listening, women,
want to hear your own opinion,
like, female best friend.
Definitely, we would love to hear your opinion.
If your female best friend, do you understand? He's always telling everything that is happening. I want to have sex. Yes, nah. Deeply.
When you actually, people do that.
They're man damned, bro.
Like, when they say kiss and tell, I know he's going to tell your man damned. But say you go tell another babe, say.
No, like, it will be probably, they don't. Do you know what best friends, besties? Bro, they are telling every single damn thing.
Tell your female bestie that you had sex with your babe.
Not like you don't like, you don't do it concurrently or everything or anything that's happening. Like,
maybe together. Like the first time.
Those are your bestie no gonna say that they knock your
Like, she will know now, obviously. She will know that I'm knocking, do you understand? But, like, it's not something that...
She knew that you had somebody that I'm knocking.
Yeah, it's just when I said, ah, we did this style, look. She turned up and she turned
obviously,
up.
Like, for guys, it's different now. But for babes, I'm a female best go fit tell our male best friend say, oh, my, hi, man, this nigga, it splits my knees. He made me...
I feel like I would be comfortable if my babe tells our best friend that... Me and I are doing something.
That's the thing you will not know.
Because the guy go call the reason say, ah, oh my, this babe feed this kind of thing for bed. Make I try. Do you understand? I don't want to have nigga reasoning my babe in any way. Do you understand? If you want to attempt, say, ah, this thing she's doing to her boyfriend.
See, she should come and try to make I test now.
Make she come be in truth goods.
Bestie, come down best for me. Make I see to your boyfriend. They enjoy it.
I know, do I'm sorry,
but I'm babes, sorry. Honestly, that like, general like babes will tell you everything. Like if they really like value friendship, go give you all the speed on the tea. Like bro, you never see for your besties. Maybe babes will only speed.
No, but I actually get it. Like I have close female friends. Unless yes, like, they have told me these things, but like not in detail. Do you understand? Like bro, like. You go pay me if I find out.
Where your imagination go?
Go. Cause if they tell me,
wait, let me ask you a question. If your female best friend now descriptively narrates a sexual experience,
will I reason it?
And your imagination don't imagine things.
Yeah.
And you know how sex works, like, you know, cognitive reasoning for you. You don't need paint pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need reason one or twos in a way that is stimulating you. Are your conversation with your female best friend?
No. Obviously, like, I'll dip it now. Do you understand? Like, I'll create pictures in my head, but obviously, I will never, like, approach her and say, ah, let's run this thing now.
You need that
approach. I get shame. I'll just keep it in my head. I'll just dead the thought.
You dead the thought.
I'll just dead the thought on this point. Ah, I have shame now. Come on. I can't.
You know, you're just a man.
How would the conversation go? How do you want to do it?
You know, you're just a man.
No, you tell me. How do you want to do it?
Obviously, like.
Hi, bestie. Let's try this. Are you a fool?
No. I'm saying, obviously, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it depends on the dynamics of the relationship people have. Like, bro, half of, what am I even saying? Half, 70% of male besties, if they give you the opportunity, they will grab it. They will grab it.
Count me out.
They will grab
my
it.
My bestie, if you're listening, count me out. I don't move like that.
So I'm imagining now, like, your bestie, like, she's one cold Saturday night. Cold Saturday night.
You see why I should not allow your babes to have male besties?
Cold Saturday night. You power the best that she's giving you all this gist, painting the picture. You know, she's in her shimmy. She's in her lady shimmy. So, don't worry. All of these things, it just boils down to dynamics of relationship and, like, boundaries that you have set.
Bro. Sorry. Do you think, like, male best friends and female best friends have these conversations?
Yeah, they do. Definitely.
Like, oh, no sex, no this, no that.
Yeah, some people openly communicate it, and in a way that, you know, I feel like setting clear boundaries, I feel like that some of the things people are supposed to even set in the terms of, you know, just like how you respect each other's space. Well, there's a way, if me and a female best friend or female bestie sit for bed, there's a way I will, like, Jonathan,
you day one edge.
There's a way I go day one edge.
You don't go even lie down comfortably.
You get, like, all those kind of things, you just know because. And bro, there's just a way people respect each other's space and just be very mindful of behavior. Like, bro, there's some female bestie or whatever. Even the way that they touch each other, like, bro, I've been in a situation where I see one baby, we're just a friend, that's my bestie. And the guy, you see the hug. the hug alone.
No, sometimes.
The hug alone is seven bodies. The hug alone. Do you understand? Like, I've seen male and female best friends that kiss each other to greet each other.
No, that's extreme.
Like, lips.
But hugging tights, I don't think it's a P for me, sure.
No, not like lips, not like French kiss, like just light,
like,
one.
Like the way the French kiss.
Not like, you know the way they for telenovela, how they greet each other, like that type, but on the lips.
On the lips, that's too much. Ah. If I catch my babe doing that one.
Say our bestie.
Now on our 30 bodies.
Did you understand? 30 like,
bodies,
so like,
bro.
Those are some of the conversations that I feel like people, your best friend, you just need to have.
But I feel like if you are both mature, I don't think you need to talk about it. I feel like you should just automatically, you know. Yes, it's safe. I'm not saying you should not talk about it. Yes, it's safe to talk about it. But
yeah.
For example, like in my experience, I have close friends, like really close female friends, sorry. And it has never been an instance where anybody has tried to do anything with anybody. And we've been in close spaces, do you understand?
Yeah.
I just feel like if you are very mature, you know, that's, you have these boundaries in your mind.
Yeah, that's why it always boils down to the individuals. But the male best friends that are outside right now, they'll grab the opportunity. They'll grab the opportunity. They'll grab the.
Men need to do better. Man.
So like they're literally like behaviors and gestures that can be misconstrued as flirtatious and romantic. Yeah. So do you get like if me best friend, I want to buy flower too much for my babe, like. Charlie, calm down.
Emphasis
like,
on if they have more steez.
Not steez. I'm saying like there are some gestures that are just too romantic. Like I know things that I feel do for
true.
You know, gifts that you can gift your female best friend. That will just look very platonic and calm. Don't be say, bro, why are you getting flower from Valentine's for your female best friend?
Why did they buy my babe lingerie? What message are you sending?
Do you understand? So like all those gestures and also like behaviors that flirtatious, like. Why did he play with my babe hair? Like, bro, like, why did he... Do you understand? Anytime you talk to her, there's a form of high level of physical contact. Do you understand? So that those are boundaries.
Another thing.
Do you know the funny thing? Like, it can be... And your babe, if you know scam or anything, based on saying that bestie, do you understand?
Actually, she might not DP, but you as a guy, DP, you will know.
You know, say this guy, they plant seeds.
Another thing I don't like, or I don't think I would like, is if you're sending my babe too much pictures, like, random selfies. You know how like you just send all those random selfies to your partner and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You now go to your baby's phone. You now be seeing her best friend's face everywhere. Nah, man, I don't fuck with that at all.
Yeah.
Another question I have to ask: Would you set boundaries? Like, would you tell your babe that okay, this is your guy. I don't want him here at this time. I don't want you going on dates with him. Whatever. Like, would you set that kind of boundaries?
I mean, that would come off as controlling. Do you understand? Like, I feel like as a babe or as a person, you use your cognitive reasoning. Use your brain, bro. Like, you see, use your ogbon. Like, I don't need to spell all these things out to you. That's what I'm saying. Like, those, like you said, some people would rather openly communicate those boundaries. Some people you just know.
Yeah.
You just don't say, I know if it's, do you understand? Like, I know if you just the, you know, if you see your female best friend nakedness, all this kind type shit, like, do you understand? Like, well, their best friend, they see their best friend.
I'm sure, like, they will send on Snap and say, I think my boobs are getting bigger or something.
If you're one of those male best friends, just the, your days are not bad.
Your days are not bad.
They are watching you. Stop it. Tell her to stop it. You said, babe, you said, no waiting did they do. I feel like, all those, like, because it's just common sense. Like, you just want as a babe not to do these things.
Imagine your
babe. The guy will not say no.
Yeah,
the guy likes it.
Yeah, your babe fights.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes later, she don't post snap. She did the guy car. Did he come out?
Say, oh, no, that's just my best.
That's my best now. I went to cry in his house.
Bro.
You never see anything.
If your babe just randomly texts you, oh, she's do sleepover at her real best friend. Guy, just the rule for bed. Like
I never sleep that night.
I can't go back and do sleepover in my
house. I'll go out and do sleepover in the guy's house. Don't worry. We'll do friendship night out. I will not.
Come see, it might seem insecure, but I go roll for bed. Don't worry, I don't go if you sleep well.
Or he's taking out. Is it taking out? Maybe him and some other friends.
I feel like, you know, there are some certain outings that female and male best friend feel they go. Like, did you get like something like church? I don't go mind. Like, do you understand? I don't go mind church together, but. We go say friendship date to go chop food. Yeah. I no go mind.
Me can tell you why I know me they go church. Me pastor no go see vision for two of them. See, and those two sitting out there, I see something in you. I don't want that kind of situation.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of situation. They can't go to church.
Pastor cannot see that vision.
You'll be surprised. You'll be very surprised, bro.
But yeah, now like I've ever felt a sense of like you just felt a bit jealous of your babe's best friend, like just that kind of insecurity, like you just felt extra jealous. And how did you like handle it?
So, like I said, in my situation, in that very instance that happened to me, I mean, I actually spoke up. Do you understand? But the only thing is, she now made me feel stupid because why have I not thought about it since? Why is it when my friend now told me about it and fed my
that's stress. That's why your own came off as insecure. I won't even lie to you.
Bro, I actually now feel stupid and I now dipped it because, funny enough, like me and this guy used to talk. Like, that had male best friend. I had his number. We were on Twitter together and all that. Like, and we used to talk and all that. But, like, I now fucked up. I went to, like, you know, bring it up to her. a day after all of us hung out together. So I handled it very bad. Do you understand? But I think just to be safe and not to harbor, like, you know, insecure thoughts or toxic thoughts, do you understand? Mm-hmm. It's best to speak up. Do you understand? Just tell her that, oh, okay, Alpha, this is your relationship with this guy. Hope nothing's going on. This, that. Yes, she'll probably make you feel stupid and say, oh, you are insecure or you are a child and everything. Fine, but just so that it's off your chest, it's just best to speak out.
Yeah, and I also think, in a way, it's a level of responsibility as a partner to not make your boyfriend partner or your boyfriend or your girlfriend feel insecure of opposite sex friendship. Yeah. It's a way you balance the relationship, set boundaries. You will know that there are things I can do with my best friend, my best friend of an opposite gender, and my boyfriend or my girlfriend. It's just the way you balance it and not make anybody neglected or just like. So is a responsibility that nobody actually really talks about, because there has to be like a level of understanding. You have to actually understand and build trust in a way that your partner will be very, very confident in that guy and trust that guy, and your vice versa, you know, babe. She also like trust the babe and know that no, nothing can happen to the babe. Because if you want to plan surprise birthday now, and the best friend you go meet, do you understand? Like, or whatever, whatnot. So, like, at the end of the day, it just depends on how responsible you are and how you're able to make nobody feel neglected or make nobody feel. Because, bro, it is also pain. If how do you feel when you know your female best friend, bro, and she just gets into a relationship and you know, like, things are not just the friendship is not just what it used to be, like. Bro,
I've been in that situation before, but like, it's not as if my friend like completely neglected me. In short, the person who she started dating was my own guy. Like, they met each other through me. Do you understand? Yes, she became distant a bit, but I mean, me too. And in that situation, the best thing is for you two as a partner, as a best friend, to go and find your own partner. Do you understand? Make everything balanced. So you don't start missing your best friend and then start being too needy and all that. So when she's with her boyfriend, you are not calling her and all that. So you, as a partner, as a best friend, you two can't find your own partner. If you can't find your own partner, just learn to live with the times you get. Learn to adjust. She's not going to be obviously she can be your best friend forever, but she's not going to be there for you always. She's eventually going to marry and all that. So yeah, I feel like you just need to adjust to it. That's the key.
Adjust it, care. It ain't pain. Do you understand? Like, don't worry. It's very hurtful. And in my own situation, yeah. I feel like at this point, it boils down to the individual and how responsible they are. Do you get, like, I feel like all these people that get into relationships and then neglect their friends, it's hard. And there's people that, like, they might not neglect their same-sex friends, but because of maybe Isaac be like, person could tell him, babe, I don't want to be friends with that boy again.
You fool.
Do you understand? Nah, so, like, there are people that have lost their friendship on that, you know.
Yeah, because
probably because of their partner. I don't like doing anger with that guy. Do you understand?
And, well, you know, sometimes it can be genuine. Like, for example, as a partner, you see
See a friend that, oh, this
one is a bad person.
Don't worry. Yeah, yeah. So, like, sometimes, yeah, so it also depends on how the guy communicates it to him. Like, you just know that this guy wants to knock my babe. Like,
you know, it's not even always opposite sex. Like, even same sex friendships, do you get? Like, if my babe has a female best friend,
Sometimes
the female best friend, she's for the streets. Do you understand? I don't want my babe rolling that kind of person. Do you get what I'm saying? It's scary, because if my babe says
for the impact, going out, impact of life, just for like influence, exactly,
I don't want that kind of thing. So it's not as if I now say, oh babe, stop talking to that babe. I just sit that down and like, let's have a conversation. Like, where's your friendship with this babe going?
Well, it still, that one gives me the TikTok vibes. I can't even like.
No, if you have a conversation and she says,
depends on how you have the conversation.
Yeah, if you have a conversation with her and then at the end of the day she says she can't cut this babe off and she would be able to control the friendship,
what me, I would just rather do, because I'm the kind of person like, I like to see good with people. You understand? So like, I feel
sorry for the laugh.
In same sex friendship, I feel reason say, obviously, like, this baby, everything about her is red flag. Like, I don't like this. I feel telling you, I don't like that your friend. Obviously, I don't mean you should stop being friends with her. But obviously, there are qualities of her that I do not approve of.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you don't see good qualities. Obviously, for you guys to be friends, there's something that made you guys friends. Their experiences, their interests, or their qualities that you see in her that, you know, made you guys friends. So, I would just probably have a conversation telling you to be careful of some of our habits that I see that I do not approve of and do not like, and tell you to be very mindful and to kind of like manage how close you get with that person. That's just kind of conversation me I'll just have. Just what me I'll have. But at the same time, in the sense of you know, your female best friend gets into a relationship and then the friendship just doesn't, just know that, bro, if you are in that situation, just know that, like, yeah, they won't cut you off.
just use your head and cut yourself off.
And you know how painful friendship breakups can be. Bro. So, like, you just need to soak in the pain and just know that, yeah, so.
Yeah, if your babe tells you that her male best friend told her, you just say, ah, damn you, Femi told me, likes me, what do I do? And I don't want to end this friendship. You think you would tell them, like, your babe comes to tell you one day that my best friend has expressed his romantic feelings to me. What is your response?
I first, you know, dust my cutlass.
Knock out for sure.
Send me yadi. Give her monkey ash.
Why you call
it? No. That kind of thing, like, babes, just use your head. Babe.
And she insists that she cannot leave him. Like, she's enjoying the friendship.
She mad. She's psychologically alright.
You tell her to leave.
Yes, no. Like, bro, no, I won't force her, but like, it's either me or you.
Really?
You can't have both of us. You must choose one because you cannot have romantic affiliations with two men at the same time. Like,
even heighten my, like, insecurity go crazy because every time they're together, I'll be reason that I'm hope these guys don't reason my babe or something. You get so, bro, it's crazy out here, man.
Have you ever been in a situation where you had to like he actually done it? You don't catch feelings for your female best friend.
Die!
Or your male best friend. If you are listening here, I feel like this question is more juicy. You guys, drop comments on how you handle this. Like, how did you handle it? Like, what's going on?
Wait, ask the question again.
Like, attraction. It might not necessarily be like feelings. Mm. Yeah. It can just even be like sexual attraction. Like, because at the end of the day, you're just a man.
Sexual attraction, yes. But I will never communicate it. Ever, like, I'll take it to the grave,
bro. That kind of thing.
But romantic attraction, I mean, it has happened only once, and like I told the person, and for happily, the person felt the same way to you, and then something came out of it. Do you understand?
What if she was in a relationship? Do you?
She go leave him. I say.
I mean, I my own is just. I don't even like to. In a way, yeah, I think. In your own situation, like you said, the best case is not to communicate sexual attraction. But in my own case, I'll probably be like one of them stereotypical male best friend. We are below the, you know, when lion, you know, it's not you well. When lion go, they move for inside the valley or whatever. Those they wait for the antelope. So
we strike. Yeah, you're a very disgusting person.
Could they wait for the opportunity?
Sex rooms, friendships. Man. I can't lie.
Yeah. Sometimes this is another misconception, because there are people that are having sex with each other and they're having a very
is it like, let me tell you something. There's a very high likelihood that you catch feelings when you start having sex with somebody.
On my life, you've not met people in Lagos.
Do you agree?
Obviously there's a percentage, there's a possibility rather. But then there is still a chance that everything will be amicable until somebody is tired, until somebody catches feelings and says,
that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, someone catch feelings, it will go bad. Do you understand?
But it's sweet before he gets
you didn't enter danger, he doesn't enter pit, just the funny side of the pit. There's no how, like, two people just they'll just be having sex,
yeah, like,
and they'll say, oh, bestie, be serious now. Wait, I cannot say bestie, you know, come on now, be serious.
Most of the times, they end up dating.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's best to...
If imagine you and your babe, do you understand? Like, oh, she has that male best friend and something shall happen. You put this for 7-8 months and then it just crashes, you know, relationship just ends rather. And then later on you just find out that she's dating that male best friend.
Or maybe they don't even marry.
Or they marry.
Bro. Guy. I swear, I think you them.
You see, they sound like... Isaac Lulu. Medich.
Yeah, fool.
Medich. No, that you talk same. Inside joke, guys. You guys, 2,000 subs. See, 2,000 subs on our YouTube.
I die.
On my life, I will drop...
2 million subs.
I will drop this tea.
See, I go stab you, daddy.
On my life, I will drop this tea.
Live, I go stab you.
On my life, I will drop this tea.
Just go, just where they go grave.
2K subs.
Just where they go grave. They play.
Yeah, how did you handle that situation?
I need to talk. Move on. You didn't want to talk now.
Almost in instant. Talk now.
People will get the message. They will know I'm talking about them. I don't know.
No, now, like,
shout out to you guys, man. I love you.
See,
you guys.
Yeah, say shout out, nice. Make it obvious that somebody.
Just... Oh, it's very obvious now. Man.
How?
Shout out to you.
How?
Guys, let's move on.
You could have been like another guy.
You know how your listeners are. They come and be asking me now.
No. Okay, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, yeah.
What happened?
Answer the question hypothetically now.
Yeah, no, I'll just move on now. Shout out to two of you, man. Like, what am I supposed to do?
No, like, hypothetically, I'm just saying that, like, if it happens, you get a male best friend, your babes end up marrying the male best friend that was there during your relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, what happens? Like, what's your reaction going to be like?
I'll be happy now. Mm. I'm happy, like, it's two people I know.
Mm.
I'm happy for them.
Do you have doubts and suspicions?
Obviously, yes, I know that.
Were you worried about the real best friend during the relationship?
Why did you ask me?
Will you be worried? I'm asking, like, will you be worried? Like, I'm saying hypothetical, I'm not saying you, like, I'm just, you get in third person singular. Yes. Will the person be worried? Wait, like, was the person worried of the best friend?
Yes,
like,
no, the person was worried.
The person was worried. Yes, and he didn't do anything about it.
What was the person supposed to do?
He didn't tell, like, oh, this is your male best friend.
No, the person spoke up now, but...
Oh, the person spoke up now, but... That he liked her.
No.
During the relationship.
Something like that.
Wow.
Something like that.
Wow, amazing. Be wary of your male best friends.
You see, when I'm speaking, out of experience, you people think I'm joking here. Real stuff. You know they play for here. Real stuff.
Real shit.
We're fine.
Real life, no gimmicks.
Arrows don't open can of worms. let the games begin.
No big can of worms. And I honestly was third person singular.
Yeah, no alarm.
And hypothetically.
No alarm.
Bro, but like, I don't know why, you know, women, female best friend, obviously, like, as a man, is difficult to handle. Yeah, like sometimes there's just like some minor insecurity or some minor same way with men. You get like some women just don't trust like female best friends, you know, and it happens naturally. It's just a normal instinct of, you know, not trusting and all of that stuff.
Yeah, so, like even me now, as I am, like, I have close friends, like close female friends,
yeah.
And even like people I talk to, not even dating, or like people I have spoken to of late, like they always ask like, oh, who's this person? Am I supposed to be scared of this person?
On my life. See, if you're on Isaac's like WhatsApp or like Instagram or whatever, if Isaac don't even, everybody knows Isaac's like female best friend. Like the way Isaac release posts, yeah.
I know how.
If I be babe, no one will be worried. Do you understand? Like if the potential, because bro, my nigga will be putting love. Do you get like? These are some of the boundaries that I'm talking about.
If you see me outside. Yeah, most likely, I'm not likely to be hard.
Bro, see, let me even, I declare you now on the pod, if I'm a babe, I'll actually be worried.
Are you serious?
Bro,
on a real shit,
my nigga will put like love emoji, like, you actually think like something is going on, unless like, no, do you understand? I think on a bed, you go put a episode, like, bro, my nigga.
Because like, that was my gang, man, like, bro.
Why are you calling it down for your guys?
I don't talk for my guys, man. No. But why would they, if I put a picture every day, you said, no, go text me, say, you guys, everything they help me.
My nigga, you go post like, say, like, ah, don't worry, the way you post, don't worry.
I'll try to stop.
That's why they're always asking, should I be worried, your babes?
It's just maturity, you know, like, you should know, like, this person has been there.
There are some guys that, like, they'll have, like, female friendships or, like, male best friends or whatever that, like, or vice versa, that was hindering their relationship life, but they don't know. Your relationship or your closeness with your male or female bestie is what's stopping you from finding a babe.
Are you subbing
or
me?
A boo?
I really or sub
a
me.
Man.
Wait, speak to me directly.
It's not this one.
Don't go through the corners.
Pastor Baby Boy, yeah, PBB.
Don't
go through
PBB what?
I'm feeling it like Holy Spirit.
There's somebody here.
I don't know if the Holy Spirit directed it to you. I don't know if there's a listener. All I can tell you
this
for
guy
sure,
is a mad person.
All I can tell you for sure is that can be one of the reasons that is, you know, stopping you from meeting your partner.
Who told you I'm in a relationship now?
I'm telling you that is one of the reasons, or that can be one of the reasons. I'm not saying it's you.
Okay.
It can be one of the listeners. When Holy Spirit speaks to me, I speak it out. Do you get? I dish it out. Do you understand? PBB, yeah. You now we do it in Occupy Till I Come Ministries.
You now do Jesus
fine boy for Jesus Ministries.
I know Daddy Shah.
You now do it in Jesus
you
know, boy.
Just like end times, anything for your album.
I'm telling you, in Sona Nigerian ministry, this like bro, like on a real shit, like you actually you need to not you. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying that people that need to assess their best friend relationship probably like set those actual boundaries, because it's an ick for me. I've actually seen a girl that like almost the closeness with that male best friend now it make me carry my shoe dust down
run,
because like bro, like the picture which she even posted, they took cuddled up for my liking. It'd be like soft lunch. It'd be like hard lunch rather than, do you understand? Shorty was not telling me I will never post my man like that. So
she
like,
posted a basement like that.
That's to show that there's nothing going on. That's what they will say. You know the way Shorty's come up with these angles.
That's madness.
Do you understand?
Me, I'll be jealous if I'm the boyfriend though.
See you now. Okay, you be like, best way to post your baby. Like,
I go post my, no, like, if I, come on.
I'm just saying that, like, if you post, like, we can call your, call her
no,
name.
No, 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 yeah, I don't think she'll like,
yeah. Like, she just, yeah, start maybe, like, maybe she just did on, you know, say, maybe she just did on you. Or maybe she's sitting on your lap and post a picture. Maybe, yeah, cozy it up. She understand that, like, it looks more like so you guys are in a romantic relationship rather than a platonic relationship. And then you rather post that on her birthday, and on your actual baby's birthday, you just, I don't post babies on birthday.
The queen was born today.
Just the queen was born in a private message. Do you understand? Like, so yeah, in my opinion, like that, some people like that, and
yeah, you guys need to assess these friendships.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We've gotten to the end of this
spectacular
episode. We are thinking of a part two, but yeah, like as usual, it depends on how you guys rush
respond.
Us in the comments.
What's the babes' comments?
Tweet at us, babes and Benjazi. Baby Benjazi, I beg no vex. Before you carry,
you don't finally do something.
Before you carry sword, bro. And the person that's already cut last right
text
now.
Text me, I go send our rules address.
The person that's already cut last on our heads right now as I recorded this episode. I beg. Yeah?
We don't finish.
Like,
I beg,
bro. Like,
drop the cut last.
Next week, if you come again with the cut last, I will record it. please. We are sorry. You know we love you. So you guys, see you guys next week.
Sir.
And peace out. Make sure you tweet at Sona Nigerian Podcast. Those are, you know the tweets. Tweet at us. Only bad girl Lori.